As we leave full-time work, most of us gain additional discretionary time and flexibility in our scheduling. We explore in our book how this additional flexibility impacts various of our important family relationships. In the current context, I would just like to give a bit more detail than we did in the book about the nature of these impacts on the husband-wife relationship. Every married man and woman whom we've interacted with has indicated that the move from full-time work has had an impact on the relationship they have with the spouse. That is the constant. The variable is the nature of the impact. It goes all the way from a kind of a minor bump in the road to a very positive long-term impact to quite a negative impact. So let me just, if I may, give you an example of each of these three. One man I interviewed had been a very successful and very busy physician. He had, of course, been occupied both his time and his energies caring for a very large patient load. But he was really looking forward to retirement, and he had this kind of mental image of retirement that, oh, once I retire, if my wife and I wake up one morning and decide, well, we'd like to go to such and such a city, well, we'll just pack up and go on the spot. But he said when he retired, he learned that the reality was not that at all. The fact was his wife had left her full-time work responsibilities some years before him, and she had developed a very healthy life of volunteering, meeting with friends, and so forth. So when he retired, they couldn't just willy-nilly pick up and go someplace on the spot. Instead, they had to work out between them scheduling, which both satisfied his desire for spontaneity and hers, her commitments to the various volunteer responsibilities and friendships that she had built. This was a minor thing. It was overcome with relatively ease. Let me give you an example now of a couple who reported a very positive impact on their marriage relationship associated with leaving full-time work. Both spouses in this case had very demanding responsibilities. She had a senior corporate executive role, and he had a different but equally demanding professional role. And according to her, she said, you know, in the latter years of our work life, we got to the point that we were so exhausted by the time Friday night came that about all we had the energy to do was the minimum to get ready to be going again on our responsibilities Monday morning. So as a practical matter, most social life, most having fun, had fallen by the wayside. And then we retired, and in fact, we retired within a month or so of one another. And over a period of time, it was as if we got back the spouses that we had married. You know, the ones that like to have fun together. We found that once again, we both had the energy to do those things that we both enjoyed, and it attracted us to one another at the beginning. This is a very positive outcome indeed. Let me finally describe to you a couple who had a very difficult time associated with the transition from full-time work. The individual that I interviewed in this case was a very successful corporate executive. And of all the people that we have interacted with, he had perhaps the clearest picture about what he wanted to do in retirement. In the latter years of his work life, he had become involved with a charity that he was very passionate about, and his intent in retirement was to give himself fully to the work of this charity, come hell or high water, forgive the expression, but that was the expression he used with me. So he retired and he threw himself into the work of this charity with a vengeance. The only problem was this was not his wife's view of retirement. Here was her view. Look, she said, you know that I and your children have literally moved around the world with you in pursuit of career enhancement. And we have done that gladly. But it's time to stop that now. We need to be more intentional in our investing in the lives of one another. You see what was going on here. There was a real mismatch of expectations. He, on the one hand, looked at retirement as providing him the freedom to pursue a charitable passion of his. She looked at retirement, her mental model of retirement, in contrast, was one in which they would do a little making up for the time they had not spent with one another in the course of his career. This couple told me that by virtue of this unanticipated and at the outset unrealized mismatch in expectations, the couple of years following retirement was the most difficult of their entire married life. And that's saying a lot for a couple who has gone through the experience and the attendant difficulties of settling in new cultures, raising a family there, and so forth. So I think the message is, as it relates to the husband-wife relationship, is that talking through expectations of life beyond full-time work before the fact is really important.